For this 250th anniversary year of the United States, pianist Laura Downs is sending audio postcards from the road as she explores our nation's history through song. On her latest stop, Downs was in New York to have a conversation with Adam Gopnik, staff writer for The New Yorker. They talked about how music in America for more than 100 years has been shaped by the immigrant experience.
It's 1918. It's the end of World War I, and Irving Berlin is stationed at Camp Upton on Long Island, and he writes this patriotic victory song.
God bless America.
And then 20 years later, there just happens to be another world war, so he brings the song back.
One of the amazing things about Berlin is his matchless fertility. The old legend used to be that he wrote a new song every day, and that seems to be a bit of an exaggeration, but not too much of one. He produced the way a honeybee makes honey, and it's a part of his genius was to be able to do that.
That's right. And here's Irving Berlin looking at Hitler coming to power, and as a Jew, and as a refugee, this extremely patriotic song that took over the airways, right? So Kate Smith sang it on her radio show in 1938, and everybody in America heard it. And then in 1940, both the Republican and the Democratic presidential candidates used it for their campaign song. It's practically a second national anthem, and Irving Berlin is an immigrant to this country.
And one of the fascinating things about the great birth of American song is that it was famously written by immigrants. There's that beautiful marriage of Black American music, which is the real foundation of American song, Jewish music, which Berlin brought, and the American wasp breed are part of the glory of American music.
And I think about George Gershwin, also a first-generation American. Mm-hmm. He's born in Brooklyn in 1898. His parents have just arrived from Russia.
Just off the boat.
25 years old, and he writes Rhapsody in Blue, and he specifically called that piece his vision of the musical kaleidoscope of America and the vast melting pot.
Rhapsody in Blue was one of those pieces that in my own life, I imagine it was for you too, that was a pivotal piece. It's hard to believe because it's such a familiar sound to us now.
Well, I will tell you, I think the happiest moment of my entire life as a musician was in the summer of 24, celebrating the 100th anniversary of Rhapsody in Blue. And we did this outdoor concert under the Brooklyn Bridge, and you could see the Statue of Liberty. And just feeling that impulse of Gershwin 100 years ago trying to capture and define and celebrate this place, I've never felt so proud to be an American.
Patriotism is a healthy emotion. When you're under the Brooklyn Bridge playing Rhapsody in Blue and tears come to your eyes as you look at that great bridge and the Statue of Liberty, and I think that those are our emotions, and that's a kind of pride, even at moments of darkness or despair, that we should never see to the enemies of liberty.
I was thinking about all of the emigre composers who came at different times. I mean, of course, there was the whole wave post-Hitler into Hollywood, but backing out from there, people like Rachmaninoff, who came in the wake of the Russian Revolution. And then he, you know, he fell in love with this place, and he made this arrangement of the Star-Spangled Banner, and he would open all his concerts with it.
I think that we can't underestimate the degree to which the embrace of America was so passionate in that generation. And why would it not be? They had gone from lives of eliminationist persecution in the old country into an open life of opportunity.
Right now, you know, 250 years of this country, from the beginning, people came here. It's just a story of immigration. And when we talk about Lin-Manuel Miranda and this generation of composers bringing always new cultural references into what we define as American music, that's the superpower that makes American music stand apart.
I'm Alexander Hamilton. I'm at your service, sir.
And that will keep it evolving for another 250 years. It will always take in these new perspectives and sounds of everyone who comes here.
But that depends on our having an open door to new people and to new experience. Now, sometimes those new experiences can come to us long distance. You know, I'm sure you've had this experience. You're taking a Uber back from Kennedy Airport, and the driver is playing some music that you've never heard before. And you sit up and you say, what was that? And it's Senegal. And you say, could you share the link with me? That's the way that our music grows and continues to evolve. If you believe in an open society, you have to keep it open. And openness is political, but it's also cultural. And it also involves being always open to new sounds and new experiences.
Laura Downs is a pianist collecting conversations across the country in America's 250th anniversary year.